When looking back over the last year, Executive Director of the Carroll Area Development Corporation, Shannon Landauer, says the organization is just not about the flash. She says the big projects make the news, but the CADC is working behind the scenes to help support their efforts. And their team is just as excited as the businesses when they are initiated, grow, or improve their operations.
From our perspective, it has been a big year. We've seen the big projects, the beautiful assisted living. We've seen the ribbon cuttings for REG and Landis facilities. Templeton Rye had a great celebration and a new project they brought forward. And those aren't things that we claim, but there are so many things like that that happen with some touch points that we get to be involved in. And it's really exciting. And looking at our project list, we've touched most corners of the county. It's been really fun.
The year always starts with a heavy legislative emphasis, and Landauer says they're pleased to see that District 12 Iowa House Representative Brian Best will be the economic chair in 2019. She says we are fortunate to have that representation for Carroll County. She adds the CADC is also always focused on the federal level, and that begins with their annual Access Washington trip.
We've been able to keep Carroll County in front of those legislators out there and here. I think we have a great reputation with them for hosting them, for providing information. And so I think that we'll continue to see even more of that legislative work. It's very, very important to tell our story, to try to keep those connections in D.C. and also in Des Moines.
One major area of focus for 2019 will be on people recruitment. They want to keep the youth at home while also attracting new residents to the area by telling our story and bragging a little bit. Landauer says when it comes to youth retention, there are ever greater opportunities through partnerships with our area schools.
We're seeing amazing things in our school districts. They're not teaching math, science, English the way they used to and what I'm used to. They are putting these kids in real-world situations with equipment and with experiences that are really going to prepare them better and differently for the workforce than what we're used to seeing. So I think that the more we can focus on educating our kids young about the opportunities we have, the better we'll be. And fortunately, we have a great team doing that in our school districts throughout the county, and DMAC is a partner. We're seeing so much collaboration. You know, you look at the Career Discovery Days and career pathway panels the chamber puts on, and just you see an appetite from our employers to be involved, to tell their story and talk about their opportunities.
Unfortunately, the work they do does not happen quickly. Landauer says they are busy planting the seeds for future growth, and sometimes it takes several years to see the fruits of their labor. One of the things that's done every other year is the Business Retention and Expansion Program. Landauer says it's an intense survey process.
We are usually in businesses from an hour to 2 hours, and we really focus on prime, meaning they are exporting services and products outside of Carroll County and for the most part outside of Iowa. Those are the ones that we feel like are strong indicators of our economy and where things are going to go. They're mostly the major employers, but some aren't. They're smaller, but they just fit that category. So we're talking to them about their successes. We're talking to them about market conditions, leadership, employment, technology, community satisfaction.
And even though they don't talk about the program on a regular basis, it's amazing what's going on in Carroll County. What she says they're seeing are well-paid positions being added on an annual schedule, more so than if they had done a recruitment. And it's important to celebrate those successes as well. The data collected is also shared with state authorities for use by the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the legislature to aid in determining the directions we need to go on that level. Landauer says that the fast pace is incredibly energizing and the local successes are amazing, and it's awesome to get to support the growth opportunities taking place right here in our own backyard. Landauer and the entire CADC staff and board are looking forward to another productive year in 2019. And wish everyone a very happy holiday season as we gear up for the work to be done in the new year. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.